Hello, my dear friend. 6 more days until Christmas. If you've been meditating with me, today is day 19 of our purposeful meditation. And we are meeting like this for the last time in the 2023 year. Can you believe it? Not only is Christmas in 6 days, but 2023 is drawing to the end. I want to thank you for joining me, stopping by, commenting, watching my videos, listening. Thank you for blessing me. And I hope that in some small way, God has used me to bless you, to stir up your faith, to encourage you, or to make you curious. So I've got a lot to say in just a few minutes to say it. Promise me you will stick around until the very end, because I have a message for you. So, my car broke down, and it's an older car. It doesn't look that way on the outside. Stick with me with this. Stick with me so you can see the parallels and make your own connections. The car was working fine, running fine, doing its little thing. It has loads of miles. It looks good. It's a strong car. It stopped working suddenly. Ran an errand, went back, and I'm cutting a lot of things short, but basically went to start the car. Car wouldn't start. Lights came on, all that good stuff. So we have a tow service, as I'm sure you might have as well. They came and thought it was the battery. They charged it, nothing worked. They did a super battery. They tried from their cars. They tried the gadgets, nothing. It had to be towed. We did not take it to the dealership or where it originates from because that costs more.
We took it to a local place.
They got it. They worked on it, charged it for 24 hours, not budging. They called us and they said, you all might want to take this to the dealership or to a place that is close to the manufacturer because they might have the parts. This is beyond us. You get that? So we had to take it to the original place where they have the original parts, where they have the diagnostic tools because they know about this particular car because it's theirs. Isn't that what we kind of do? Where we use substitutes and other things to try to restore us to our original functioning, our original selves, rather than going to the dealer or originator or creator. You get that? Part of this journey through the 23rd Psalm for me, not planned, has been learning that God is my shepherd, my. Believing that he does what he says. And one of the things he says is that he restores my soul. Well, only the originator of my soul can restore it to its original purpose. Only the originator can do that. Anything or anyone else would be a counterfeit in trying to do that because they don't have my original plan. Because they were not my creator. So having done that, it's keeping still in those green places by those still waters where he wants to dwell with me, provide and take care of me. But in our busyness and haste and confusion and substitutions, we don't do that naturally. Today I made myself do that because I was empty and I sat. And I was like, God, talk to me. I don't do things right. I'm not right. I'm sharing messages, but I need you to fix me. I need you to talk with me. I need to be still in your presence. I need you to restore me. And I sat and I read and I listened. And you know the message I got? When the angels came, when they said it was good news, they said this, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased. God is pleased with you, and he's pleased with me because of Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb. He's pleased with us, the gift he sent.
May we receive him
and dwell in his green pastures and know the peace and the reconciliation that Jesus died to give to us, to know that God is pleased with us, my friend. I know I went over. Please bear with me and be reminded and dwell on the fact that he's actually pleased with you.
The Lamb of God completely paid for all of our sin.
Our Lamb that he gave to us as a gift. Peace.